Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I'm Randy Batson, graduate of the Bachelor of Arts in History and Masters of Arts in Heritage Studies programs of the Cahill Campus of University of the West Indies. On this date, November 20th, in 1960, Barbadians read from the pages of the Advocate the grim news of the unemployment situation in the country. Barbadians were told that 23,000 of the island's population of 243,000 persons were unemployed. This startling state of affairs was aggravated by three factors. First, the high population growth rate, which was averaging around 3,000 people added each year. Second, the number of people leaving school annually, which numbered around 2,000 persons per year. And third, the introduction of mechanization in agriculture, especially in sugarcane cultivation, which meant less people were needed there. The Advocate editorial observed that although 1,000 people migrated annually, this did not relieve the situation. The newspaper queried whether enough was being done by the island's government to reverse the trend of increasing unemployment and underemployment within the population. The editorial warned that labor schemes, which saw Barbadians going to North America and to Britain to work, were not adequate. Referring to such schemes as a glorified slave trade, the paper said that Barbadians would prefer to work at home, migrating only to provide for their families, but leaving broken homes in their wake. The Advocate suggested that the answer to the problem lay in industrialization, both at the federal level as well as to the Barbados government's own policies. It cautioned that there needed to be an atmosphere of stability so that both outside and local investors would not be afraid to invest. The paper expressed the view that industrialization could be used to provide opportunities for the many unemployed and stave off the possibility of persons turning to a life of crime. Now, more than 6 years later, with rising unemployment as a result of the pandemic, enhanced industrial development might well be the answer in reigniting economic vigor.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.